KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 49 degrees. We're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies today with a high of 79, winds out of the east at 10, partly cloudy tonight, low of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday reported the arrest Saturday evening of 39-year-old Michael Gale Stewart from Fontenelle. Stewart was taken into custody at his rural residence after an altercation with his parents at the Avondale Church and an alleged previous incident with his father at the residence. Deputies arrested Michael Stewart on an Adair County warrant charging him with two counts of violating a no-contact or protective order, assault, and contempt of court for violation of a no-contact order. His total cash-only bond was set at $6,000. Stewart was released from custody Monday morning. October is Pork Month, and the Iowa Pork Producers Association on Monday announced the finalists for this year's Best Breaded Tenderloin. Three are in southwest Iowa. They include at Elkhorn, Larson's Pub, which also won in 2007, in Emerson, the Old Road Cafe and Bar, and in Harlan, Victoria Station, also in Indianola, Z's Eatery and the Drought House, and in Miles, Stalker's Pub. Kelsey Sutter, IPPA's Marketing and Programs Director, said, "We're always looking for a tenderloin that celebrates the taste of pork." She says, "I've been involved with this contest for 10 years, and I've seen a definite increase in restaurants offering thick, hand-breaded tenderloins that do just that." In the spring, IPPA called on tenderloin fans everywhere to nominate their favorite sandwiches. Nearly 6,000 nominations were submitted for some 526 different establishments. The five restaurants with the most nominations from each of IPPA's eight districts, for a total of 40 from around the state, were reviewed during the summer by the association's Restaurant and Food Service Committee. Leading contenders were then turned over to undercover judges who scored tenderloins on the quality of pork, taste, physical characteristics, and eating experience. Any Iowa restaurant, cafe, or tavern offering hand-breaded or battered pork tenderloins on its daily menu was eligible to be nominated. To win, the business must be open year-round with regular hours. Food trucks, concession stands, seasonal establishments, and catering businesses were not eligible. The first and second place winners will be announced later this month, dubbed hashtag Porktober21 on social media channels as part of the month-long celebration of pig farmers and the great product they produce. The winning restaurant will receive $500, a plaque, a banner to display, and statewide publicity that will bring in new business. First place restaurants are not allowed to compete for 5 years after winning. The Cass County Conservation Board is asking, when do you think the first trumpeter swan will arrive at the Shilberg Quarry? You can call in your prediction by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. Leave a message and return phone number if their staff are not in to speak with you. Duplicate dates will not be allowed, so if someone calls and predicts November 25th as the arrival date, no one else will be allowed to predict that same date. You can call any time until November 11th to make your prediction, but one prediction per family, please, and the contest is only open to residents of Cass County. The sponsors of the contest will determine the official arrival of more than six trumpeter swans to Lake No. 4, the Shilberg Recreation Area. The winner will receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. Officials say trumpeter swans have visited the Shilberg Quarry for at least 22 out of the last 23 winters. You can see the past arrival and departure dates of the swans in this same report on the News or Ag and Outdoor pages at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the program, which helps low-income Iowans with their heating bills, will have more money this year. Christine Taylor oversees the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP.
So our program begins November 1st of every year. But then if there are households that have someone in the home that's 60 years of age or older or disabled, then those households can begin applying October 1st. And this year we do have more money than we have in the past. So we receive funds from the American Rescue Plan Act just for that specific part of our program.
That money is on top of what they will get from the state. She says they'll be passing the extra money on to recipients.
Regular payment is around $470, and we're anticipating that households will receive an extra bump sometime in the spring, and we're hoping it'll be, about that same amount.
Christine Taylor said the spring payment is important as it will come after the moratorium that prevents utility shutoffs for lack of payment ends.
Usually when they're coming out of moratorium, there are bills that they haven't been able to pay over the winter, and we can help with that. But if we can be proactive, and, you know, we might be able to alleviate some of that tension everyone's feeling.
She says they've already helped some Iowans through their emergency program.
This year, because of the influx of funding, we've been able to help people with some really high arrearages get back to zero, and hopefully that will help them be able to stay on top of their bills a little easier.
Taylor said the unpaid bills can get quite high.
We've seen quite a few at 3,000 or 4,000 in arrears. And when it gets that high, you begin to feel helpless and like you'll never be able to pay that down. The people that we serve are, many of them are working poor, and they just simply don't make enough.
To find out more about the LIHEAP program, simply go to the Department of Human Services website. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.